And I will tell you that, subsequent to what happened out there, instead of the way some other parts of this country have dealt with it, we have embraced the challenge. And I want to thank the members here that were on the Ferguson Commission. We are today formalizing new police officers' standards and training that will include anti-bias training, will include mental health training, will include additional training for cops. We've already passed sweeping municipal court reform. I'll be up in Ferguson just a couple of weeks cutting a ribbon on a brand new expansion of a business up there, and we're not done. We're going to embrace the challenges, and unlike other regions, we're going to acknowledge that there have been problems, and we're going to move forward to help solve those problems. Now, were there challenges at the time? Yeah, but George Soros didn't have anything to do with it. We were the two pillars we had during the entirety of the thing were speech and safety. And I don't think anybody doubts that there was plenty of speech. But as far as safety, the fact that no one was injured, hurt, or shot in the entire time between August and November is a testament to the discipline of the law enforcement officers as well as the National Guardsmen that served there. And while certainly there were some challenging moments, the fact that we did not lose any more lives or have any significant injuries, and the region and our state are embracing the challenges head on and working to make this region better. People can be critical all they want of whatever tactics are, and I appreciate everybody's opinion. But those were very stressful situations, and taking a guard member out of that wasn't in service at that time. They were in their insurance agency or teaching school or somewhere else, and throwing them into a situation where cops had 3 or 4 months of on-the-job training there in a very difficult situation on the front lines. That was very difficult. So we were using them, and I think used them properly. And the two pillars of speech and safety were done. But more importantly for this region, we are an example of acknowledging challenges, meeting those challenges head on, and taking the long, hard route to a better, more inclusive society. And this will not help.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate your leadership, Governor.